Okay, we're on Nun Gimel in Ksubis, Nun Gimel Amid Beis, second line from the top of the page. Okay? Now the Gemara is explaining, the Gemara is going into interesting discussion about the daughters in Ashar's support and how long they have the support for. And the Mishnah said it then, that if a guy, normally in the, one of the conditions of the Ksuba that used to exist is the female girls that you will have for me, this is what the husband writes in the Ksuba, the daughter you'll have for me will live in my estate, be supported by the estate until they get married. Okay? Until they're taken. That's what the Mishnah said. So Rav Tani, Rav learned in the Mishnah means, until they're married. Meaning no matter how old they are, they could be an old maid, but if they're not married yet, they can live in the estate of the father. The Levi Amar, Levi learned, no, the Mishnah means, ati debagran, until they reach Begeris. Meaning, until they reach 12 and a half. So it's a very big difference, by the way. Rav says, until they get married, the daughters can stay in the estate. Get supported from the estate. Levi says, until they get married. Now, the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. You tell me, Rav Afa Gav de Bagad. You tell me that Rav, an orphan girl, can get support even she reached Bogeres. And Levi, you're telling me, Afa Gav the Intziv, even though they got married. It can't be. In other words, the Gemara's question is, it has to be both together. Either one. The Rav says, until they get married, even if they're 18, they get supported from the estate. So the Gemara says, it's not true. When a girl hits 12 and a half, she's out of the father's domain. If she's out of the father's domain when the father's alive, how could she have to be supported from the estate after the father died? Because she's over 12 and a half. And then Levi says, until she become a begetis. But Lachel, if she got married at 10, so then 10, the marriage takes her out of the estate. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says like this, you're right. It's not the argument between Levi and Rav. Both agree, the Gemara is going to say, once a girl reaches 12 and a half, she's not supported from the estate. Everybody agrees to that. Kula amale pligi, everybody agrees that she's not fed from the estate. Or, bogavale intiv, she became a guest, didn't get married. Or, intivale bogav, she got married even though it was not 12 and a half yet. Kula amale pligi, everybody agrees that her support is terminated. In other words, it's either 12 and a half or marriage. Whichever one comes first, both agree she doesn't get it. Ki pligi, when does Rav and Levi argue, barusa vole bogar, in a case of kedushin, okay, but she didn't get to begetis yet, meaning she had kedushin at 10. So according to Rav, Rav says, is discontinued because she had kedushin. Levi holds, no, as soon as she gets begetis, in other words, like this, everybody agrees marriage, nisuin, takes her out of the father. But Edison only takes her out a little bit from the father, kedushin. So Rav says Edison is enough, yeah, even if she's not 12 and a half yet, kedushin is enough to take her out of the estate, and therefore the estate does not have to support her anymore. And Levi says, no, 12 and a half is 12 and a half. Kedushin will not remove her from the estate. And the Gemara says, Taka, v'chein toni Levi b'masnita. Okay? That's what Levi learned in the Braisa. And he said like this, Adis abagodon, until either they reach Begeres, or the yimta zimneum di saba, it'll come time to get married. So the Gemara right away says, Tata, how could it be both? So Gemara said, this is exactly what we're saying now. Oite bagrun, either you get a, become 12 and a half, you lose financial support from the estate, or yamte zimneil nestaba, meaning when it comes time for nesuyin, either one will discontinue her. Okay? The only question is, if she had kedushin, not marriage, if she had kedushin when she was 10. So Rav says kedushin itself discontinues her from the estate because she's out of the father's domain. And Levi says no, until she's 12 and a half. Or marriage, not kedushin. Or marriage, she still gets supported from the estate. So now the Gemara says, and this is what we really learned this thing before in the Gemara. The Gemara says, this that an orphan daughter gets supported from the father's estate after the father died is either until she's 12 and a half or if she gets married. Either one, whichever comes first. If it's kedushin before 12 and a half, so then Rav says it's discontinued, Levi says it's not discontinued. And therefore, it's an interesting concept, usually in like nowadays, whatever. They would only be support until 12 and a half, that's it. Well, nowadays it's a little different then. They would only be support until 12 and a half. And the Gemara says like this, Ketanoi, this argument between Rav and Levi, whether Kedushin disqualifies her from getting supported from the estate, is an argument of earlier Tanoim. It says in a braisa like this, Ad Masay Abbas Nizainis, until when is a girl supported from the estate? To do it, an orphan girl, right? How long does she get supported from the estate? So the first opinion says, Achit Ta'ores, until Kedushin, which was Rav's opinion, by the way. As soon as she has Kedushin, even if she's not 12 and a half yet, she loses the financial support from the estate. Mishum Rabbi Lazar Amru, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, they said, Achet Tiboga until she reaches 12 and a half. So again, we see a clear argument of Rav and Levi. Rav holds Kedushin discontinues the financial support. That's what the first opinion says. Rabbi Lazar holds, like Levi, until she reaches 12 and a half. As soon as she reaches 12 and a half, she does not get any more support from the estate. But if she got married, or 12 and a half, not in the Kedushin, if she actually got married, everybody agrees she loses financial support. Or if she reaches 12 and a half, she loses financial support. What's the reason for that? Very simple. Marriage takes her out of the domain of the father, even if the father's alive. 12 and a half takes her out of the father's domain. He has no jurisdiction over the girl. Yeah? Therefore, the din is, they lose it. What about Kedushin? So we learned, certain dinim, Kedushin keeps her under the father. Under certain circumstances, it keeps her under the husband. So that's the argument, Rav and Levi, does she get financial support or not? Okay. So now the Gemara says like this, Tanir Rav Yosef learned in Ebraisim, that how long is a girl supported from the estate of the father, Adiyavoyin, until they will be. They will be. What does that mean, will be? Iboilu, Havadi Edison, does it mean Kedushin? Or Havadi Nesuin? Or does it mean marriage? And the Gemara says Teiku. Okay? That means this is not the opinion of Rav and Levi. Because that's what they're arguing about. But basically, yes, what's the halacha? So obviously they said Teiku. So again, a girl is only supported from the father's estate until 12 and a half, or marriage. Whether it's Kedushin before she got 12 and a half or not, does she lose the thing? Rav says she loses it, Levi says she didn't lose it. Okay, now like this. Amar le Rav Chista le Rav Yosef. So Rav Chista said to Rav Yosef the following question. Mishmi Eloch minwei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef was a disciple of Rav Yehuda. So he said to him, do you perhaps hear from your Rabbi Rav Yehuda, Arusa yesh la mezainis or ein la mezainis? Does an Arusa, Kedushin, okay? Does, in other words, yes, did you hear a final psak halacha? Is it like Rav, that Kedushin, she loses the financial support? Or is it like Levi that until she's 12 and a half, she still has it? Did you hear from him or not? Amalei said, Rav Yosef said to him like this. Mishma le Shemili. I didn't hear from him. And I didn't hear a ruling from Rav Yehuda if the halacha is like Levi or the halacha is like Rav. But Misvara, logically, I think, Lesla. That she doesn't have, like Rav holds. Right? The Kedushin takes her out of the thing. Why? Because Kiv and the Ersa, once the husband took her in Kedushin, Leinichale to Titazel. He doesn't want for her to go begging for food. Meaning like this. Well, what's this whole concept over here? Why is a girl supported from the father's estate? Because if she doesn't get supported from the state, what's she going to do? Go beg. Women weren't working in those days. Yeah? The women didn't work. So if a girl didn't get supported from the estate, she would go beg. So a father, the Gemara says, doesn't want his daughter under 12 and a half to go begging. It's degrading. Okay? So therefore, the din is the father has to support the daughter. Right? But now the question is like this. The girl's an orphan. She had kedushin with a man. This is what Rav Yosef says. Logically, I don't think the husband, the new husband, that she's not married to yet, just kedushin, would want her to be degraded and go begging. Therefore, he's probably going to support her. If he's going to support her, then the estate of the father doesn't have to support her. So he said, logically, I can imagine that the estate does not have to support her anymore because of Kedusha. Why? Because now the husband will be in charge. So the Gemara said, Amalei, Rav Chista said, we talked the opposite. If you did not hear a clear halacha from Rav Yehuda, you're only saying a logic. I'll tell you logic the opposite way. Mitzvah isla. She should be getting, logically, she should be getting food from the estate. Why? Because Kivin, the Leila Kimla Bagava, he didn't marry her yet. He just did Kedushin with her. Why should the guy throw out money for nothing? In other words, he's not going to support her. Why should the new husband that didn't even marry her yet support her? He said, maybe it won't work out. Maybe I won't marry her. Then why should I waste all this money? So therefore, he won't support her. If he's not going to support her, who should support her? Then the estate has to support her. So in other words, the Gemara is asking, what's the bottom line over here? Okay? Because everybody agrees, if she got married, no more food. Begedes, no more food. Okay? The whole argument, Rav and Levi, was if she only had Kedushin before 12 and a half. Does she have food or not? Okay, so Rav said no. Levi said yes. So they asked Rav Yosef, did you hear a ruling from Rav Yehuda? He said, no, I didn't hear. But logically, I think, like Rav, they should lose the food. Why? Because the husband will take care of her. So the estate doesn't have to give it to her. So he says just the opposite. Because she only had Kedushin, the husband won't support her. Because he's not going to even marry her. If he's not going to marry her, why should he waste money for nothing and feed her? So therefore, it goes back to the estate. That the state has to do it. That's one version of the Gemara. But now the Gemara says, Ikadami is saying this. That first Rav Yosef said that I didn't hear, but logically she doesn't get. This version says, Mishmeya Leishmili. I didn't hear it. But, Misvara Isla. Okay? She is gonna get. Why? Here, Yosef says like this: Leishad zuzi kiven do leikim la begava, because he's not for sure going to marry her, right? So then he's not going to throw out money, so he's not going to support her. So let the estate support her. So Amar Leis, he said the opposite: Imishmal ishmiyoloch misvar las kiven da arsebi. You know, the only question is: Rav Yosef, according to the first version, thought she doesn't get, and Rav Chista said to him she does get. The second version says, Rav Yosef said she does get, and Rav Chista said no, she doesn't get. It's the same thing, just changing the names around. Who said Rav and Rav Chista? Okay, now the Gemara says like this. This is just a simen gavra shak or whatever. Bari minei v'nafsheshes. Okay, now let me explain the din. So therefore, we came to the conclusion: a married girl is out, right? Now, what happens if the girl does what's called miyun? What's miyun? Refusal. The din is, a girl who's an orphan, biblically cannot get married off by anybody. Until she becomes 12, or 12 and a half, because then she's a gedolah. Can't come to a 5-year-old girl and give her kedushin. Ariat Mekadeshesli, it's worth it. You give a 5-year-old girl a ring in front of two witnesses, say Ariat Mekadeshesli, it's worthless. She doesn't have the maturity to do it. The Torah says the father could marry her off the second she's born. Because the Torah says, as biti nasati leisha zeh, you know, and she's not a virgin, but he says, I gave my daughter to this man. So therefore the Torah learned, like we learned all the Gemaras, a father can marry off his daughter under bat mitzvah. That marriage is permanent. There's no way out, unless she gets a get, or the husband dies. Okay? So let's say a father marries off a 10-year-old girl, she's stuck for life until she gets a get, or the guy dies. Okay? What happens, the Gemara says, if a 10-year-old girl is an orphan? So halachically, she cannot get married herself. Yeah? But the din is, the mother or the brothers could marry off rabbinically to a man. Why did the Chacham institute it? Because the Chacham didn't want the orphan girl running around, being abused. Okay? So he said, rabbinically, the mother or the brothers can marry her off. But, it's interesting. The day she's bas mitzvah, all she has to do is do what's called miun, refusal. If when she's 12 years old, she says, I don't want this guy anymore, she's out. No get. I mean, they write a shtar miun, just to verify that she had miun, yeah? But there's no get needed. Okay? Chacham said, we're making this marriage. If after 12 she decides to stay married to the guy, now she's a gdela, it's full-fledged marriage, then she would need a get. But the day she's 12, she has a right to say, I don't want this guy. Okay?
What is the logic? Why they give him gave her this right? It would be better.
What's
even
the benefit for marrying her off while she's
not... I'm saying, it's not... she can do miyun until she's bas mitzvah.
But not after that. Like
no. No, I said once she lives...
18, she cannot do
miyun. No. She could do it until the day before she's 12.
Maybe she has somebody better.
What is the logic that they gave her this right?
Because the Chachamim say, we're only doing rabbinically. We're not forcing it on her. That's the takon the Chachamim gave. Because the father can't do it.
Father's dead.
Right. Just to be... You know, the Chum did it to be protected. As soon as she becomes a Gedela, well, then it's too late to refuse. But right before she's a Gedela, she can say, you know, I don't want, this guy's not protecting me. I don't want him. In other words, it's not a marriage as Ashes Ish. It's a marriage of protection, to protect the girl. So she has a right to refuse. Now the question's like this. The father died. The mothers and the brother marry her off. Okay? So now, Lochere, she's married. She loses
the estate.
But what happens if the girl does miyun? At 11 and a half, she says, I don't want this guy anymore.
Does she go back to the estate?
So now, she undid the marriage. Right? So now the question, this is the Gemara's question. Does the estate now have to feed her again? While she was married to the guy, they didn't have to feed her because she was married. Right? And even, by the way, I'll give you an example. If a woman was married, let's say the father married her off, yeah, and then the father died, and she got a get. The estate doesn't have to feed her anymore. Because once she got married by the father, it's a biblical marriage, she's out. Even if she gets a get, it doesn't matter. She's out. The state doesn't have to support her. Right? But if there's miyun, the question is in the Gemara, does she get the food again?
Looks like she never left the father.
That's the question.
It's not a real marriage, yeah?
Right. In other words, it was a temporary withholding of the estate, but it was never finished, the estate. That's the question. Or do we say, bottom line is, she got married. She got married. She loses it. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? So now the good, this is the Gemara's question. Why me name Rav Sheshes? They asked the child from Rav Sheshes. Ma'enes. Right? The girl that refused before she became a Gedela. From the mother or brother's wedding. Yesh la mezainis or ain la mezainis. Does she get, again, support from the estate or not? What's the reason? Because she uproots the marriage retroactively. So maybe it's not like she never got married. Or do we say no? As long as she was married, she left the estate, so she can't go back. That's it. Amelo Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said like this. Tanisu, we learned it in the Braisa. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa said like this. Alman the Bevesavio, a woman after Edison, okay, went back to her father's house. In other words, she never left the father's house, right? Because Edison, she's still living at home. She's not living with the guy yet. Or Grusha Bevesavio. She got divorced after Kedushin while she's still in the father's house. Or Shemeres Yavan Bevesavio. She's waiting Yibum in her father's house, meaning the father's brother died. You know, the whole thing, she has to do Yibum. So Yeshla Mezenis, she has food. Okay? That means, this Braisa says if she's still living at home after Edison, she gets food. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, if she's still home, she has mezainis. If she's not in the father's house, she doesn't get mezainis. So the Gemara right away asked, that's the same opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Einu Tanakama. Because by Kedushin, the girl still lives at home. Only marriage, she goes to the husband. Right? So the first opinion says, if she was divorced or widowed from Edison, she gets mezainis. Comes along and Abuda says, if she's still living at home, she gets mezaina. So that's the same thing. What's the difference between the two opinions? So we must say, Sigmar said, Abuda, I know Tanakama. Sigmar says, Alalav, that what's the argument? Mima'enes ikabena, this case of a refusing girl. A girl that the mother or the brother is married to her. Tanakama sovereign, the Tanakama holds Isla. She has support from the estate. Even though she's divorced or widowed, she still gets it. Rabbi Yehuda says no, lasla, meaning because she already left the house. Right? When she got married from the mother and brother, she married, she left the house. So that's the difference. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does she get? When she was always in the father's house, she never left it. But if she left it, even in the case of miyun, and she comes back, she loses the food. So that's what Rav Sheshes answered the shaila.
Did she collect pesuva, I think?
Yeah.
At this point?
Yeah. She does get pesuva. But the question over here is, does she get the food or not? Does she re-get the food? Right? And the Gemara says, the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama cannot mean simply, because they're saying the same thing. In the father's house, or after Gerusha from Edison. She's still living at home. She never moved into the husband's house yet. So I said, we are seeing the difference in my madness. She married the guy from the mother and brothers. She went to live with him. Then she refused him. She undid the wedding retroactively. And therefore, she gets it. She doesn't get it. That's what the Gemara is discussing.
Then she has to go begging, right? And we say nobody wants her to beg. Even if the father doesn't want, the new husband doesn't want. So someone has to support her. So it looks like there is no question.
Right. Yeah, but let me tell you something. Just because it's a pity on her, you can't obligate the state to pay. The brothers, listen, obviously the brothers don't want to feed her from the estate. Father died, right? So the brothers have the estate. If the brothers agreed to feed her, it's not a discussion. Then they're feeding her, because they want to. The question is, obviously the brothers don't want to support her, right? So the question is, can you force the brothers to support her? So you can't force people to support just because it's a pity on them. It's, yeah, very big rachmanis, but you know what? You can't. You can't force somebody to pay money if they don't want to.
Okay. But if the father is alive?
Then the father has to support her. What's the question?
Until 12 and a half.
No, because the father, when he marries off the girl, is permanent.
But the here is different. He's my man.
Because the mother and brothers made the shidduch.
Oh, yeah.
If the father makes the shidduch, the girl's out. Even if she gets divorced. Yeah? And then the father dies. The
even
state,
before 12?
Yeah. Yeah. That girl needs a full-fledged get.
Oh, I see.
Because that's biblical kedushin. So then the father wouldn't have to support her either. Or if the father died.
Yeah, I missed this one. So Mion is only by the...
Mother and brothers.
Not by...
No, because rabbinic, just to protect her. That means, let's say, a father married off a 9-year-old girl. Yeah? And at 10, the father died. Her father died. The state still doesn't give her anything. Question is, does the new husband have to, even after he divorced, she's divorced, but,
it's not good to buy.
Well, she gets paid the ksuba, and that's it. Okay. Boy, Rishlokish. Asked another question. Bas Yevama, the daughter of a Yevama. Yashla Mezenis, does she get support from the father's estate? Meaning, from the state of the Yav, I'll explain in a second. Ayla Mezenis, does she not get support? Okay? Now what does it mean like this? The Yavama had a child. Okay? The husband died without kids. Right? The wife marries the brother, Yibum. Right? Okay. Now they have a daughter. Correct? Does this daughter get supported from the half-brothers from her Yavam's estate? Okay, that's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married. No kids. Dies. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. Okay? So Reuven married Rachel. Reuven dies. No kids. Shimon has to marry Rachel. Correct? Shimon has to marry Rachel. Yibum. They have a kid. Now, does she get supported from the estate of Reuven after Shimon dies?
Like his father, no?
But now she's married to the brother.
No, the daughter they had from it.
The daughter.
This is his real father died, no?
Yeah, the first guy wasn't her father.
Yeah.
He had no kids. You'll hear the Gemara's question. Now, this Yibum guy had other children from the other wife. He's married to Rachel and Leah. They're not sisters, right? Two different women, Rachel and Leah. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Shimon is married to Rachel now. And Leah. Shimon and Rachel, Yibum, have a daughter. Yeah? Shimon and Leah have other kids. Yes? Now Shimon dies. Does Shimon's kids from the other wife have to support Rachel's kid? Do they have brothers? They have the same father, different mothers, right? Do they have to support it? What's the question? Why not? It's her father. But it says like this, Kiv and Amama, because the Gemara said, Ksuba nechse baila rishin, the Yavam is Ksuba, is on the estate of the first husband, not the second husband. In other words, like this, this whole thing that the daughter gets supported from the estate, that's from the Ksuba. Right? This obligation to the Ksuba. Now, when Shimon marries Rachel, whose husband Reuven died,
doesn't have
Ksuba. There's no Ksuba from the new husband. It's still the Ksuba from Reuven, who died. Because Shimon is instead of Reuven. Right? So where does her Ksuba come from? Not from Shimon's estate, but from Reuven's estate, who died. Right? That means Shimon's property is not bound for her Ksuba. If it's not bound for her Ksuba, support for the daughter is part of the Ksuba. So if there's no Ksuba, why should the Shimon's estate support her? That's one way of looking at it. Right? He says, Ksagdu, we said, Ksuba nechse bailarishim, because it's the estate of the first husband, therefore, lesser, the daughter is not going to get support from Shimon's property, because she's only getting the Ksuba from Reuven's property. So why should Shimon's estate support her?
But even there is no Ketuba?
Not to the second wife. Dilma, do we say, Kivan the Islay, the E is the Rishon. If the first husband, yeah? If there's no Ksuba, Taknina Rebanam Rishani, the second husband gives her a Ksuba, Isla, she does get it, and then the Gemara says Ksuba. Meaning like this. The din is, normally, Reuven's estate, the guy that died, the first guy, has to pay the Ksuba. Shimon does not have to pay the Ksuba, biblically. Because she only collects, she was Reuven's wife, right? So she collects from Reuven's estate. So therefore the Gemara said, why should she get supported from Shimon's estate? That's one way of looking at it. Or do we say no? Because the din is, it's a rabbinic decree again. What happens if Reuven had no money to pay Rachel's Ksuba? He was broke. He died. No money. Who pays the Ksuba? The Chacham said Shimon has to pay it. We don't want to let a woman be without anything. So even though biblically, the only obligation of Rachel's Ksuba is from Reuven, from the first husband, right? Yeah? And therefore, you could say, why should Shimon feed her? Because it's not his obligation of Ksuba. Or do we say, because if in a case where Reuven has no money, Shimon's estate pays the Ksuba, so maybe they have to pay for food also. And the Gemara answers a very famous answer, take it, we don't know.
Mashiach will answer.
Eliyahu Navi will answer.
Why they don't want to have a ketubah for the Yibon, so they will solve the problem?
Because he's taking the place of the first husband. That's what the Torah says. He is taking the place of the first husband. The first husband has a ksuba with her. Right? Now he's just standing in for the brother. Right? So now when the second brother dies, she's the ksuba from Reuven's estate.
He doesn't have to inherit the brother's debt.
No, right. No, but the Torah said, biblically not, you're right, but the Chum said, if Reuven has no money, how can we let the girl be without a ksuba, without any money?
Yeah.
So he says, Shimon, rabbinically, has to pay the ksuba. But biblically, only Reuven has to pay the ksuba, right? So if Reuven has to pay the ksuba, why should Shimon feed her? Right? That's only an offshoot of the ksuba, is that Shimon has tefillah. Why should he have? She's not even getting a ksuba from him. Or do we say that because in a case where Reuven had no money, Shimon has to pay it, right? So the question is, do we say that he, therefore the Chacham said you have to pay him? He says, we don't know. Okay, now the Gemara is a Baira Belazer. These are all interesting questions about daughter support, right? Until now, the whole Gemara is about that. Baira Belazer, Belazer asked another question about this. Bas Shnia, a secondary erva relative, meaning like this. There are biblical forbidden relations, erva, okay, that it's not a good marriage. There is what's called shnias lairayis, what things that the chachamim forbid. Okay? For instance, mother and a daughter is biblically forbidden to marry. Yeah? It says in Torah, Yishubita, Leitzikach, right? But grandmother and the daughter is only rabbinically forbidden. Biblically, it's a marriage. Rabbinically, it's not a marriage. Okay? So now, let's say the guy married a grandmother, and then the guy married a granddaughter, which he wasn't allowed to rabbinically, correct? And they had a daughter from the granddaughter, right? And now the husband dies. Does that daughter, who's born to rabbinically forbidden marriage, does she get supported from the estate or not? Meaning like, well, let me just add, a biblical forbidden marriage, there's no ksuba b'chal. Because the Gemara is going to say this right now. What's the purpose of a ksuba? Why did Chum institute ksuba?
To protect the
woman. The guy should throw out women one after another. Marry, divorce. So to protect the women. So if it's a forbidden marriage, they're not allowed to stay married anyway. Right? They have to divorce. So why should she get a ksuba? The whole ksuba is to protect the wife. She shouldn't get divorced. If it's biblically forbidden to marry, we want them to divorce. Right? But here it's only rabbinically forbidden. Which means, biblically, it's a good marriage. It's a kosher marriage. Right? So now the question is like this. Bas Shnia, meaning a daughter from a forbidden, it's called Shnia, it's the rabbinic ervas. Yash la mezainis or ain la mezainis? Does she have mezainis? What's the question? Do we say kiv in the last loksuba? The fact that it's still rabbinically forbidden. Yeah? Chama said you can't marry, therefore there's no ksuba. Therefore, last la mezainis. Therefore there's no food. There's no ksuba, there's no food. Or do we say no? Why is there no ksuba? Because the mother sinned by marrying this guy. Right? Did the girl sin? She didn't do anything wrong. So maybe she would get fed from the estate. That's what he says. Do we say, Kiv and the last look ksuba, the fact that there's no ksuba because it's still rabbinically forbidden to get married, therefore if there's no ksuba, lesla mezainah, she doesn't get the ksuba. She doesn't get support. Right? But, oiduma, do we say no? Ima, the mother that married the guy, did a sin of the Isura. That's why she doesn't get a ksuba. Therefore, consul Rabban and Rechachom and find her that there's no ksuba. But e the loy of the Isura, but the girl never did a sin. Maybe like consul Rabban, maybe the Chachom didn't find her, and maybe the state does have to support her. And again, the Gemara says, take him.
If someone go against the Torah, like married mother or daughter, the Chachamim would separate them. But if he goes married the grandmother, they also separate, or but the Eved, no, they marry, we don't separate them.
No, rabbinically they have to get divorced.
But anyway, they have to separate them.
It's still rabbinically forbidden.
Well, that's why there's no ketubah.
Yeah, or do we say there's no ketubah because the mother did something wrong? Because, again, biblically, it's a marriage. It's only rabbinically forbidden. A grandmother and a granddaughter. right, to marry both. That's only rabbinically forbidden. Min HaTorah too good, they would need a get. They would need a get. But much a guy marries a mother and a daughter. The first one he married was legit, right? The second one is not a valid marriage. She wouldn't need a get. Okay.